Blog Talk Radio.
God is my source.
Yes, yes.
He's my provider. God is my source.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who
I am. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to another broadcast on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. This is Friday Night Joy. We're broadcasting today, man, on a Friday. We got some good news to share with you. We got some things that we're going to do, amen. So by all means, feel free to share and to let somebody know what we got going on. And hopefully and prayerfully that this will be a blessing. Not only for you, amen, but you will be blessed in it, amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started real quick, amen. Father God, we come right now, first by might, God, first, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, submitting ourselves unto the authority that you will come and have your ways with this broadcast today. God, we pray for any forgiveness of sins or commission of unrighteousness we put it before you today. We pray that you will come and have your way. We realize that we can't do this journey by ourselves. So we pray that you will come today. Have mercy on us. Show us a more excellent way, God. Show us a more excellent way in you. We need you. We need you. We need you today. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. 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 Again, I want to welcome you to the broadcast of Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. And today's broadcast, of course, is on Friday Night Joy. I'm trying to test some things. I want to make sure I'm coming clear. Amen. So I want to make sure I'm coming clear and everything. In fact, it's not going to let me do what I need to do. So y'all bear with me in a minute. I'm going to play just a little bit of music. Amen. And we'll be right back to talk about, amen, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. And, we need to know that Jesus is coming soon. We live in a day and time to understand that Jesus is coming soon. I don't know what about you, but I want to be ready, man. I want to be ready. I want to be ready when he comes. You know, I want to be ready when he calls my name.
When amen? I still hear you calling my name, Lord, I sing. But I still hear you calling my name. Give Sister Timothy Figueroa in the choir hand.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. God, I still hear you calling my name. You know, that's such an awesome song, that God, you still calling my name. You still calling my name. And I just love you, Lord Jesus, to know that you're still calling my name. Amen. Amen. I want to, I wanted to make sure that I was on, and I believe that I am, and I believe that you can hear me clearly and everything. I do have a word for you, amen, that that the Lord had given me early this morning. I was woke up from a place of dreaming, a dream state, and basically what took place, the first thing that dropped in my spirit was that Jesus is coming, okay, and to go tell the world. And after that, got up, you know, got myself together, amen. And then I, of course, I got on social media, and a young lady on Facebook had posted a picture. I didn't post it, I was put it in so that you could see it, that those are listening online, because they didn't really have permission, okay? But it said the exact thing. Jesus is coming, go tell the world, okay? So I wanted to talk a little bit about some scriptures that I pulled up, and I wanted to tell you about a dream that I had many years ago, amen, that really blessed me, and it gave me a little concern too. And I had this dream probably about 10 years ago when I had the stroke. And I was having a rough night that night, I remember. And actually, I believe that it looked like to me in the dream that I was not going to make it. Okay? But God had other plans. And basically what happened in the dream, amen, before we get into the scriptures and everything, is that I saw myself going up these steps, and I was like I was in the sky. I was with the stars and the moon, and all. I was going up these steps, and these steps were made of gold. Okay, they were golden steps, and they were, you know, a lot of steps going up and everything. And as I began to go up the steps, I saw these gates, or there wasn't door, there was more gates, and they were made of special jewels, and you know, and I mean, they were beautiful, but and there were 12 gates. And man, as I began to walk across, I saw 12 gates, and the gates in itself was, I mean, if I stood beside them, it would dwarf me in comparison. That's how big the gate, each one of the gates. But I was able to see all the gates, I mean, all 12 gates. And then, as I climbed the steps, these golden steps, and also the steps, all of the steps have special, I mean, jewels and diamonds. I mean, anything you can imagine. I mean, stuff that I've never even seen before, these steps had, man. And so the gates. The doorway, and there was a doorway, there were gates into what looked like to me in a dream of city. And I knew that in behind those gates and going up those all those amount of steps and stuff like that, just to get to the gates, there was God. And I knew that in a dream, it felt like that I was going to meet God. And I was not nervous. But in my mindset, I began to ask the question, I began to ask the question, am I ready to meet God? Have I did or completed everything that I was supposed to do? And one side of me felt like it didn't really matter, and the other part wanted me to be sure on a person that I had. And I felt that there was something else left that I had to do, okay, on earth and everything. So what I did was, I decided to go back down the steps And I was, like I said, everything, it was a draw. It was like, yes, I'm going to finally meet God. I'm going to finally meet Jesus. And I'm going to, you know, be with them forever. And it was like a draw at that time. But the gates and the steps, it was just, I can't describe what it was like. I can't put it into words. So, I mean, so I decided to come back down because I felt like there was something else, some more work that I had to do. I fought it very strong. So even though there was a pull from the draw for me to come up, I decided that I needed to do something else. I decided, I felt like in my spirit it wasn't a decision, because all I saw myself doing is coming back down and stuff. And when I came back down and stuff, I landed. I saw myself back here on earth. And when I saw myself on earth, I saw people running and crying and yelling out. And they were trying to hide. And I was trying to forget. I mean, I've never seen anything in people. There was explosions. There was all kinds. There was complete chaos that was going on. And I tried to quite understand what in the world was going on and everything like that. But at the time, I didn't. And people was running into caves and trying to hide. And I didn't know at the time what they were trying to hide from and everything like that. And nobody would stop and tell me what was going on. Because I just got back on the earth, and I was seeing all this stuff, people running everywhere, people trying to hide. They run into caves, they running into rocks, and trying to hide from whatever that was coming. So I just happened to look up, and that's where I saw a city that was coming towards the earth. And this city that I saw, this was so, it was huge, it was beautiful. I mean, it lit up, it literally lit up the sky. It had its own light, and it was so beautiful and everything like that, that I was in awe of it and everything. And I say it looked like a city, but I really wasn't sure, but it had the dimension of it. It took up the whole sky. And one of the things I noticed as this city was coming, it was coming at a very, to me, it looked like a slow pace, but a steady pace. And it looked like, no, it didn't look like, it did happen, that the moons and the stars, amen, like got out of its way. It's like it bowed before the city. You know, I've never seen anything like that, but it like it bowed before the city, man. You know, and when I saw that, I was looked, and it was like it was given honor. It was like it was like bowing before a king, you know. And I saw that, and I looked, when I saw that, I realized that Jesus was coming. Okay, so when I realized that Jesus was coming, I began to speak to the people and to tell them that Jesus was coming, because I didn't. They were running and they were trying to say, trying to hide, and even the part that I noticed in Revelation, they were saying to the rocks, fall on us, and everything like that. But I was overjoyed that Jesus was coming, you know. I was overjoyed that Jesus was coming, man. And so what I did is I just began to go out and try to grab people and say, look, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. And I kept saying it and kept doing it a lot. And I was like trying to tell everybody. And he was still trying to get away. And I wanted them to look at the wonder. Look at what I saw. I saw what looked like a city that was so bright that it had its own light. That it didn't need the moon or didn't need the stars. It didn't need the sun, because it had its own light. In fact, like I said before, those things began to fold away as if it was making room and if it was showing respect and honor to that which was coming. And I woke up. Okay? I woke up. And when I woke up, I woke up with a desire to praise and to worship God, and just began to cry. and everything, and I cried because the beauty of what I saw of Jesus coming was more than I can put into words, okay? I can't even put it into words of what I saw. And when I woke up, I was in the hospital, and they had been working on me, okay? I had a stroke and everything, and a couple of days before, and they were working on me and pressing on me and trying to get me to wake up and everything, and they were asking me a lot of questions and everything, and they were really concerned, and if I remember correctly, one of them told me that we thought we had lost you, or something of that nature, and I believed in my mindset that I was leaving this world. When I walked up, I had a roommate, and he was screaming, and he was yelling, and he was going through, and everything. So both of us, they were in the room trying to work on the both of us and everything. So I woke up from the dream. I was praising God and worshiping Him the best way that I could because I was still in recovering from the stroke. Okay, so what took place then? It's like I woke up and I wrote the dream down, and I wanted to share that with you because for me, you know, that gave me. I felt like I had purpose, and I woke up and I began to tell people that when they come in today, that Jesus is coming soon. That Jesus is coming soon. When I got out of the hospital, when I went back to church for the first time, I didn't share the details of the dream, but I shared that. And that was some many years ago, you know. That was many years ago. And I was just so overjoyed to know that Jesus was coming and that He was coming for us, okay? There was complete chaos on the earth, man. You know, there was complete chaos when I came back on the earth and I saw all the car accidents and explosions and all that kind of stuff. But even in the midst of that, Jesus was coming, okay? So today's message is Jesus coming soon, go tell the world. And again, I want to thank my sister Gloria Walker for the picture that I didn't post it. But I want to get into some scriptures and everything and get into some things. And I don't know where we're going with this, man. First, I was going to put a tape in, and then I thought about it. And, you know, and I tried to just let it go ahead and just do it. You know, after talking to my mom and everything about some things and seeing some different things on social media, you didn't talk to other people. I realized that we need to understand that Jesus is coming. And some people have been saying that for years, well, over 2,000 years, that Jesus is coming back soon. But as we live it, the older we get and we see things that are taking place in the world, we realize that it is true that He's coming. We see the hand that is writing on the wall, okay? We see the hand that is writing on the wall. So I want to start off in Revelation first, I think. Amen. And I'm gonna actually read start off from Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. We're gonna move about in Revelation a couple other chapter books of the Bible. Amen. But it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, it says, this is Jesus speaking, it says, behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. He says, I am Alpha. Verse 8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am which is, which was, and which is to come. That covers everything. That's past, present, and future, and which is to come. Okay. But then he said, behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him. We're going to reach the day, and we're still in the land of the living, but that every eye shall see Him. Amen. And then I want to go to, I want to go to Thessalonians chapter 4, and verses 13 to 18. It says, Paul is speaking, he said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Right off the bat, Paul is dealing with those that have lost, that have gone to sleep already, and everything. And then he's telling the people that sent to God in that time, the church in that time, that we don't grieve the same way that the world do, grieving and stuff. You know, but we believe that if a brother or sister dying in Christ, that they should live again, okay? You know, in other words, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord, okay? Verse 14 says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also would sleep in Jesus will God bring with him, okay? 15 says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord should not prevent them which are asleep. It says, for the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, wherever comfort one another with these words. That we will be with the Lord forever, y'all. We will be with the Lord forever. That when he comes, we will be with him forever. Amen. We will be with him forever. Also, the scripture that I'm using for today's thing is coming out of Revelation 22 and 20 verses. Revelation 22, verses 20 and 21. So he which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. He said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And that's what all that is going on around us. We need to develop that thing, no matter about the virus and no matter about the warfare and wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and all the kind. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'm often on social media and I see people that are political and they think that this particular person can help what as Christian believe in. The other person is more of an antichrist spirit and everything like that. But my thing is that those things that God has put in his hand, and we don't have any control over those things that take place. And one of the things I always post, and when I see people post different things, I always post things about that and whether you support that candidate or support that candidate, and then they're asking me, well, who do you, and all, they'll decide for me who I'm supporting, and I said, neither. I said, I consider myself to be independent, you know, and everything. And I said, I'll make a statement, I said that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. And I say that to know that he can't do more or less unless God allows him. And that's not going to, none of that will stop. None of that, whoever's in office will not stop the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So for me, man, my thing is that you may have to be at rest and be at peace, you know, do what you have to do that is political correct or whatever stuff. But as far as me and stuff, I will serve the Lord. That no matter what comes and stuff, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to hear him say, well done, okay, that you've been faithful over a few things, now that I can make you come on up and I make you ruler over many things. Amen. That's what I want, okay? So I often see that a lot, especially in the political climate that we live in now. And some people have decided if you go for Trump, then you're not saved. And then some people have decided if you go for Biden, if you go against Trump, then you're not saved, you know. But I thank God to know that my relationship has nothing to do with any man or any political party, but has more to do with my service to God, you know, and my relationship with him and for the thing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for. The Bible says that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. He didn't leave anybody out, whether you're Democrat, independent, or Republican, whether you're black, or whether you're white, whether you're from China, or whether you're from the U.S., no matter, he died on the cross for all the whole world, that whosoever believe in him, who believe in Jesus Christ, you know, shall not perish. You know, man might be able to take this body away, but they cannot kill the spirit. So I'd rather let me believe in Jesus Christ more so than anything else, okay? Especially knowing for a fact that he's coming back one day. He's coming back one day. This is, I got it right here. I want to read another one, amen. This is coming out of Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. It says, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they shall see his shame." That's all of Revelation 15. Another one is, I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. But this is coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And then verse 50, it says, "Now this I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God." In other words, what you see in the flesh, what we think in the flesh, what we do in the flesh, it cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do corruption inherit incorruption. But he said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We should not all sleep, but we should be changed." You know, just like he was saying before, that the dead in Christ, now this is going a little deeper. But he said that we should not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. He says, "For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible." You know, he said the dead should be raised incorruptible. They might have died and might have gone back to the dust, and everything might be rotten in the grave, but when they still wait, then the dead rise, we shall put on incorruptible, okay, and we shall be changed. And he said the same thing for us, that we shall be changed. When Jesus come back, you know, the sky is cracked, and Jesus come back with a shout, we will not be the same. "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." He said, "For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then we should be brought to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.'" You know, death should be swallowed up in victory. Okay? It says, "Death is swallowed up in victory." 55 says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the sting of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved and brethren, be he steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." In other words, you keep working. Okay? You stay the task. You stay focused. You continue to do the things that God has giving you to do. You continue to cry loud and spare not and lift up your voice like a trumpet. Because Jesus is coming, because you want to be in that number. You know, you want to be in that number. You want to hear him say, "Well done." You want to hear him say, "Well done." Amen. He said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." He said, "I'm going to show you a mystery, that we're not all going to be asleep." Okay, yeah. Not all of us going to be asleep. Not all of us going to be in the grave. But some of us will be wide awake. But we shall be changed. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that change. Okay, I'm looking forward to Jesus come soon. "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." You know, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Even when a loved one passed, and there's been a lot of deaths in the church and the body of Christ because of the virus and stuff like that. Well, we rejoice. You know. You rejoice because they're with God, okay? And even if we don't know where they are or not, because no one knows the heart of a man better than them, but we pray for them that they knew Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's why we don't have a lot of time that's left. I believe, I don't know when Jesus comes. I might be not gone out of this world by the time he gets back, but I believe that we are in a period of time. This is in the great, that Jesus is coming soon. Did you see all or the beginning of it or towards it? I don't know. I don't, you know, get into the theological some aspects of when Jesus comes, will we be raptured at that time that the Antichrist spirit is here? And I told someone earlier about this earlier. I said, listen, the Antichrist has been here for over 2,000 years. The spirit itself has been here, okay? The Antichrist spirit was soon after Jesus died on the cross and everything and was resurrected, and the apostles began to have conflict with others that had a belief, and they took on a whole different way of living, but they used Christ. You see that so the Antichrist spirit and basically all the Antichrist spirit is similar, and it looks like Christ, but it's not. It's more of a chameleon, or more of a camouflage for the real thing, because all the enemy of the devil does is he can't replace, but he can do his best to imitate. And if you think about all the things about Revelation talking about the Antichrist, it's always to imitate the miracles and because he wants the same glory that God gets, but God is not willing to share his glory with anyone, scripturally. Amen. But that Antichrist spirit is very strong out there and stuff like that. And it's opposite of everything that Jesus Christ is and stuff like that. Yeah, and know how to look good and know how to sing, and know how to praise and worship, and it will get you caught up in some mess and stuff like that. But anything that Antichrist spirit is also a spirit of disobedience. So we have to be careful even as Christians that we're not walking in a spirit of anti or opposite of what God said for us to do. And when we already know that the spirit of disobedience is like witchcraft, so we have to be very careful of those things. Amen? We have to be very careful of those things. I want to, let's see, where am I going? Amen. Amen. Read that, did that. So basically, that's all I get. I just want to remind us, as the believers, and if you have never accepted, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now is the time to do just that. All it takes with you is confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, and allowing Him to come into your life and to be with you, and you be with Him. You know, and after you accept Him as your Lord and your Savior, and receive the baptism, the Holy Ghost, all that those things are done. If you want to find a Bible believing church. They preach sound doctrine, okay? Not the religion of man, but what sound doctrine is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, they preach Christ. You know, they preach the love for my brothers and for my sisters and even for my enemies. You know, to the point that all I want to do is show you a more excellent way, and that it's important that we do those things. Amen. Like I said, it won't be before you long, but I just wanted to drop a word into your spirit, into my spirit. Amen. Amen. That says, behold, Revelation 22, verses 20 and 21 says, He was testified these things, said, Surely I'll come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And said, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Revelation 16 and 15 said, Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed he that watches and keepeth his garment, that he walk naked, and they shall see his shame. God, don't let me walk naked. Yeah. It says, Revelation 1, in verses 7 and 8, it says, Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall well because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord. Which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty, okay? The Almighty, amen? The Almighty. And behold, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 says, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. And that's what we're looking forward to. I often talk to my mom, and she has a lot of passing away with the people that she's known for years and friends of hers. And I have to be reminding her and encouraging her, and she encouraging me. I said, Mom, the Bible said, Behold, I show you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. for this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in the victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. And that's what we got to do. That's what we got to pray. Being steadfast, being unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as so much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Father God, we come today just to give you thanks. We thank you for this word, God. We pray that it has encouraged someone, that someone knows that you is coming soon and that your labor, that their labor is not in vain. To stay the course, and to stay on course, no matter what's going on around them, and not get sidetracked by the distractions of the enemy, Lord Jesus. But to focus on being obedient to the calling that you have placed in our life, that lives may be saved and yokes may be broken, and people may be turned around, God, and give you all the glory. So we give you thanks again in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, I want to thank you again for tuning in to When Christians Speak Talk Radio on Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Jesus is coming soon. Go tell the world. I want to remind you, of course, of His Abounding Grace. Broadcast from Vanessa Williams is Tuesday at 7 a.m. Declaring to Finish Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray is Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray, amen, is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwayne is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Talk, Real Men, amen, is with Ray Rose, Alston Green, Cleophas Malone, Antonio Mitchell, and Tyrone Rose, amen, is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Midday Go with Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon, amen, is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference called Prayer. This is an awesome woman of God. The telephone number is 641-715-3580. Passage code is 732-499. I encourage you to go and check out our website, onepersonspeak.com. You'll find a lot more information about us, and we've been doing this now for 7 years. Bless God. And we have a listening base in over probably like 100 and some different countries, and we just appreciate it. It's all about Him. We are people that love the Lord and want you to know about Jesus Christ. Amen. So we pray that the broadcast, the things that listed that we have listed has been a blessing to you. Drop us an email at whenchristianspeaks@gmail.com. You can contact us through our Facebook page on When Christians Speak. God bless you and know that we love you. God bless you. God bless you. God is awesome good. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And